We're discussing Maria, full of grace, present R,
Mark,
Rick,
Lenore,
Rudy,
Richard,
Steve,
Carol,
George,
Nancy.
So I actually saw it twice.
Really?
Well, because I saw it once at Sundance, which was in January. I thought I ought to see it again.
Good thing.
Yeah. Because it's a long time ago.
Did you? Was there a difference seeing it then?
Well, when you know what's coming, you can choose to pay more attention and less attention to certain things. Mm-hmm. I mean, I appreciated her inner strength early in the film more this time because I could see it.
Mm-hmm.
You know. I still think she's an amazing actress. I still think Lucy is just gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
But
there was a lot of foreshadowing. I mean, that first scene, you know, with her and her boyfriend and she climbs on the roof, that
right.
was the foreshadowing mm-hmm. of her, you know, what kind of person she was.
Right.
Yeah.
Well,
what kind
of
person she was.
Yeah.
Riveted to the story right away as intimate strangers, which is the exact opposite. And I was just like, had a knot in my stomach most of the way through the film. Just what was going to happen next?
What did you have in your stomach?
A knot.
How many? 63. Well, you're bigger than she is. Not by a lot, though.
The tension was phenomenal.
Oh, yeah.
Background on that and how the whole process is done, I thought was fascinating.
And you empathize so much with the character. You know, you just was. I felt like I was in her place.
With all of them.
Yeah.
With all of them, yeah.
What they were going through.
Except that Blanca, she drove me crazy.
Oh, that's the
same. The blonde one. Who was the
blonde?
The blonde.
Well, the scenes on the airplane when they were flying were just gripping. Oh.
Yeah. When she got caught right away, well, she didn't get caught. I mean, when they really grilled her there at the airport. God, this is, you know, this is only the, we're not even.
Wait a minute, what kind of.
I know. Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
But I was sitting there thinking, just tell them you're pregnant, they won't x-ray you. And I was thinking on that form, it must be written in Spanish if they had her sign it. You know, if you're pregnant, do not get x-rayed. But anyway, that's she did get out of that. Well, one thing that we all saw today, one thing that we were really surprised about is when the two girls went back and gave them the drugs to the two guys, and they actually gave them the money. So that was pretty amazing that they got their money.
She tried to get the money for Lucy,
which was great.
That was really good.
That was really hard. It was really hard to watch. I mean, it was just so disturbing. And the premise that at any, I forget which character says it, but at any time when that, if that pallet were to break inside of you, you would, what did they say?
If it wasn't
die,
That's what happened to.
But when you die, said
Lucy said
that. Told Maria that. Lucy, when she
said that. Then you're like,
yeah.
The whole time you're like, this is perfect movie tension because it's like at any moment that
between that and
it almost happens in the bathroom of the plane.
Oh, well, then when she lets loose with a couple and she has to
again.
Toothpaste, yeah.
Right.
That's how to put them down.
And what was that one where that guy says, we know exactly how many you have and exactly what it weighs, and if there's one missing.
The grandmother, mother, sister,
nephew.
What amazes me about this film is that I felt everything that she felt, you know, when they're coming to this country, when they're in New York, when she's being grilled by the customs people, I was, you know, I really empathized with that character in a way that I haven't in a film in a long time.
Yeah.
And it's just really amazing that this film could do that without being kind of, laying it out for you too obviously, you know. This is what you do, this is what happens, this is what happens, this is what happens, as opposed to the way it is, which is, you know, it was very subtle in terms of how I got involved with the character.
They didn't manipulate it in the film for you to be sympathetic with her. You were just naturally sympathetic towards her.
I don't know, and she had that quality of innocence, you know. And so almost, I don't know, that's how I felt, like, you know, you could somehow have that quality when you were that age, and that innocence, and that whole you know, lack of fear too, you know, of going forward and having to do something to escape. Of course she was scared, but I mean,
she was gutsy as can be.
But she was, you know, I mean, being afraid and then doing something, you know.
Even just the scene where she's with a taxi guy, where the guy's offering her a ride to Queens, you know, just the hesitation that you could see the kind of fear that and the way she didn't know this world, you know, she didn't know this big city, she didn't know this country, and you could see that in her without it being in your face, obvious kind of stuff, and just that little scene was just, you know, just was one of the examples of how you could get into this person's character without it being really obvious.
Yeah, Blanca just like falling in her footsteps as if she, you know, had the same. It wasn't the same for her.
Mm-mm.
You know,
no.
And so she goes back. Yeah.
And her family, oh my God, you know, like just the way they treated her.
It was so clear to her that her life, her choices were to be like her sister.
Mm-hmm.
And to be stuck and be, you know,
or end up being the breadwinner for the family.
Yeah, being the breadwinner, but still being in that environment versus, you know, I got to take a chance here.
Well, she would have went back and had the baby. And she probably would have just lived at home with her mother and sister with the baby.
So what's that happen to her? We were talking about that.
The guy's going to help her. The guy that helped her.
Don Fernando. We like Don Fernando.
He's awesome.
The only sympathetic male in the movie.
Pablo, too.
The
husband.
Carlos husband. He's sympathetic, right.
Because when they were in Colombia, they treated all the men were just like the boyfriend left. There was no father, and then Franklin was the one who gets them involved with all
right.
of them.
Javier, oh, he was a love.
Javier was nasty,
the drug
guy. Yes, as
you
want to stop
the,
now?
And the thugs,
right?
But one thing I really appreciate was just how it was like very, very mundane. You know, most of the stuff that's done about drugs and drug trafficking, there's kind of this glamour around it, even if it's a negative glamour.
Mm-hmm.
And it just wasn't. It was just very, very mundane. And it's like the only overt violence was shown by this blood in this tub.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it wasn't all this shoot 'em up,
mm-hmm.
you know,
yeah.
bang 'em over the head, mm-hmm. and all this stuff. It was just like, you know, this is like business as usual,
mm-hmm.
is what it was for everybody mm-hmm. in the movie, you know? I mean, she decided to take this incredible risk to try to change her lot in life, which is what they were all doing, presumably. And but, you know, it's like the guys who got the drugs, you know, they're there just watching TV, and it's like, you know, whatever. You know, they aren't
right.
raping them, and they aren't like, you know, it's just like, this is our job.
Yeah, well, see, that was the one thing that
I liked a lot. I thought it was really mesmerizing, and I was totally into it and all that. But the only thing I couldn't that I thought they missed on was, how could those guys not take advantage of these young women, those drug guys?
Mm-hmm.
Are they that into the drugs and the money and all that they're not into sex or into raping
them?
Well,
they're thinking these girls are probably going to work for them again. So
yeah, they
got to
have a working relationship. They can't.
And I think
that's
that
was not
the
gorillas.
They treated them as.
As things. Cattle, yeah. So you would, but I think you're right. I mean,
especially
it's hard to imagine.
You gotta keep treating them like.
And did you think that Lucy had died, and then they cut her open to get the?
Well,
she's about to die.
And seeing it the second time, I realized she may not have died, and they may have just eviscerated her to get on with it because she was so sick.
Yeah. Yeah. I was thinking if one of those pellets really broken her, I would think she'd be dead pretty quickly.
Well, and that's what my daughter and I were talking about. And my thought was, she could have had a really slow leak.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. That's
right?
it.
Right.
And so she was getting poisoned, but it wasn't happening real fast.
Mm.
But
that was
inevitable.
Oh, that was just,
there was no way.
It was like, it wasn't even acting. It was like a documentary at that point. Because it was like, she's so into those characters.
Yeah.
That,
she was really good actress too, mm-hmm. that gal.
But I want to go back to those guys about what you said about how could they not have. I think that's a really interesting assumption. that because somebody's drug dealing, they're also right. a rapist. I mean,
I'm not saying that they were.
Well, they weren't exactly the best.
But they were guys.
They were thugs. So they were.
I'm saying, but maybe it's my perception of films that I see.
Yeah,
but maybe that's I'm just convinced that every film that has thugs in it also take advantage of women or you know whatever they're going to do one thing bad they're going to do another thing bad.
Well, and but also the machismo culture.
Yeah, and it's
the word?
I mean you've got a bunch of you know, fucking kind of guys. You've got all these like young girls running around and everything. It's like. I mean, the movie's not about that.
I think it's interesting that I'm the one who's taking this position.
Yes, I think it's interesting too.
No, I just don't think that necessarily
followed. Yeah,
and why did they give him the money back? And I, you know, we were talking about that they had the relationship with Javier, and then you know, if these people were going to keep working for them, you know, they were going to have.
It's about big bucks.
Yeah,
you know, you can go get your nookie somewhere else.
Well, it may be the threat
of Javier, because if the girls are going to continue to work,
right.
then they can't come back and say to Javier, those guys in New Jersey, how come you let them do this to us?
Right.
If you want us to be your good mules, right? And they didn't pay us right.
Is there any relationship between those mules and Mulata, using that word?
Mulata? What's that?
Yeah. Well, I asked...
No. That term came about... way before drug money.
What's Mulata?
Oh, I know that.
What's Mulata?
It's been around.
What's Mulata?
Mulata or Mulata.
Oh, Mulata.
Right.
That's a mixed race.
Yes.
No, I don't think that's the same word.
But somebody told me it was politically incorrect these days.
Mulata.
Related to the word mula, and when I saw this film, I didn't know that term. When I saw this film, I thought, is it any relation to that activity? Does anybody know?
I don't know.
Here was my other question was, like when Blanca went back, would she be forced to keep working when she started? Would she have to stay? How was it going to be to go back, like if Maria had gone back too, you know? Would they have to keep working for this guy? Would he like threaten them to keep, or were they going to be, you know, able to just go back to doing whatever? Was it like a one shot thing? You know, I mean, I don't know.
The only example is Lucy, and it doesn't seem like Lucy was being forced
to do it. Although there was that odd thing. Remember the conversation where Maria says, "I didn't think you were going to do it again." And she said, something happened.
Yeah, on the plane.
It was
kind of very vague.
Yeah, so that was... Because I was afraid. I didn't know till the end if she was going to stay or go. And I thought, if they go back now, they'll probably just have to keep doing it, you know.
And they said, too, they wanted a certain number of ones on the plane because they said if one gets caught, it makes it easier for the other ones to get through.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe they say, we have to have four on... every flight, and maybe they couldn't get a fourth. So
Blanca probably would have made it through and through the second time.
I know when she was opening her purse, I couldn't even look. I was like, I was turning away. You know, when that stuff was. Luckily, Don Fernando was nice.
Very much. Yes.
You know, he played himself.
He really is Don Fernando?
He really is Don Fernando. Oh, yeah, that's his name, but that's his role.
He helps people.
He works in Columbia. He works in Queens for the Columbian community.
Wow.
He's really like a travel agent, but he's also
a fixer. Columbia community is huge.
And that's his role.
It's
well, that's lucky there's people like that. I guess you had to have somebody good in the film.
So the question of what happens. So, I would like to think that Maria makes a life for herself with a baby... with the help of Don Fernando giving her a job, and Lucy's sister and her husband.
Maria makes it. The song at the end says it.
What does it say?
It says, "I'm here, this is where I belong, I'm fine, I'm going to be okay," or something like that. It just says, there's nothing else for me to use it.
Right, but what kind of job is she going to get?
Without papers.
No. She's going to get a factory job or
something. Yeah, but it's a job like so many other people have.
A factory job and a cleaning job, helps people to buy a house in 5 years or 7 years.
Look what she was
here now in California. So why
not? A lot better than stripping
roses, deboning roses,
for low pay.
Well, and I love Carla's little speech about why she stayed.
You're not going back.
And it was, she said the first thing about it was being able to send money home to her family. Mm-hmm. Just made us like, this is where I should be.
One thing that bothered me was she knew that Lucy was dead, yet she was able to stay there with Carla for I don't know how long.
I think that's called
survival. Yeah.
Is that anything else?
And denial. Both.
She didn't have much of a choice.
Survival, no choice. No.
Because it seemed like, well, she was such a good person. It just seemed hard for me to.
She was. Yeah, but she's not going to go against herself.
And how could she tell her that? How would she tell her that? Well, here I am on your doorstep to tell you that.
Your daughter's going to be here tonight?
Yeah.
Your sister is dead. And I didn't do anything to save her. But
she did.
Can I sleep here?
She did.
She tried.
Well, she tried. I mean, I couldn't save her, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But can I sleep here?
Now, her example is Lucy's, her best example of what life's going to be like is Lucy's sister.
Right.
Is Carla. So, Carla, at one point, calls home. Carla says, I miss home and I miss everybody, but I've got a life here and this is my life now. So, that's her example of what she has to live with, I think. That's the clearest.
At least.
So far. Right.
Carla's point, that point. That's not to say she's not going to need a guy or she's going to, you know, go to college or whatever.
Mm-hmm. She does have some funds from her drug deal.
Yeah, she has a little bit. So she might be able to put a down payment on an apartment.
Right.
Who?
Maria.
Oh, you know, rent. She can do a rent. She can pay the first and last month's rent.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, not down payment, but the security deposit.
But Blanca already can buy a house.
Right. Blanca can buy a house.
She can retire.
And then she goes back so she can get furniture.
Right.
And she's done. Then she can go back to human world.
That's a good question. Why did Lucy go? Why did Lucy continue to do it?
She was living well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was this whole question to me of how much pressure was put on her. How much that, you know, what, like once you get into that life, how, you know, how hard is it to get out?
Or whether it's just like, I think what you were saying, it was kind of an addictive quality. You can get money usually.
Yeah.
And it'd be nice to get this special thing or... I'll just make one more
trip. But
then one more.
It seems like they're easily picked out of the crowd, though. I don't know how in the movie they're portrayed that way. That it's just like they just went right for her and they said, "We know you have drugs." And they're just like all these things.
Well,
like, what did you do down in Colombia? And it's like, well, you can't make enough money to buy this ticket and blah, and all the way to the realtor.
They will go after anybody they please. And it's, in fact, Fatima was stopped that way.
Really?
Once. And it makes me feel really, really bad for her. Why? They're coming from Colombia. You know what Fatima looks like?
Mm-hmm. She was coming from Colombia?
No. The looks.
Where was she coming from?
She's wearing leather and she's wearing lots of silver.
She was coming from Mexico?
What?
She was coming
from Mexico to Houston. They'll stop.
But the
anybody that has one item that reminds them of somebody else who had that item on or whatever. There's a connection, a superficial connection, and that's enough. So I picking them, and there are all these women, these young women on the plane, well... Why not? And the one that was held wasn't that as young as it.
Yeah, she is.
Right, yeah.
She wasn't.
Look, mid-30s.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know, she was sort of dressed kind of sleazily.
Yeah. More than the other one.
Well, the point was it was fairly random. They're gonna do a, I mean, what you're saying is that maybe they have a certain demographic, but they're still going to...
And there's only so many people they can serve.
Yeah,
right.
They can't serve everybody.
Yeah, right. They can't do everybody.
They let Lucy go that time, and she got lucky, and that punk ago. And Blanca didn't look like much of a drug trafficker.
She was maybe good at
stupid and career. Career looked like it.
She had a good career ahead of her.
Yeah.
So it.
like grapes on the plate.
At Sundance, a whole bunch of them were there and talking after.
Oh, really?
The girls? The actresses and the actors and the filmmaker.
Yeah.
And so who was there? Don Fernando was there. Maria was there. Yenny, who played Blanca, was there.
Oh.
I don't remember if Lucy might have been there. And there were a couple more guys who were there.
Oh,
and
cool.
It was great.
Were they speaking?
Some yes and some no. So Maria is very bilingual. Don Fernando preferred to speak in Spanish, but I just heard him on someplace else, on NPR, something, this last week or so. And his English is not bad, but he preferred at Sundance to speak in Spanish. Yenny doesn't speak English at all. And she's like a high school kid they found. So she's really young.
Blanca.
They really did good casting.
Yeah.
I mean, that was really good casting.
Yeah. And that filmmaker?
And the filmmaker is an American, and he had spent a bunch of time in Latin America. And he found out these stories from a number of people who had gotten into prison from doing the mule role.
Mm.
So he sort of built a collective story out of the real stories.
Mm.
So it's fiction, but it's semi-fiction. You know, I mean, it's built from real stories.
This was his first feature film.
Do you know why they picked a town in a different country? Never mind. I have a question.
Well, finish your answer.
I answer my question.
They had trouble with the...
Of course.
With the Federalists, when they were trying to make the... And
right.
There was some kind of a...
Where did they film them?
Ecuador. Yeah, they had to go to Ecuador because there was an election coming up and they were getting a lot of trouble. A lot of scrutiny.
What's the actress's name? Was Maria?
Catalina something something.
Sandino something.
You hear the backstory on her sister?
I don't remember.
She's her first film, right?
Mm-hmm.
Her first, I don't know, outside acting.
I think it's her first. I think it's her first.
Clearly her first
film. Real role.
And obviously she's got a lot of attention. And since Sundance, she's been sought after and everything. So she moved to New York.
She's all
of course.
She's living in New York.
And she moved to New York, and so she lives on her own there. And she said, and she's quoted as saying, it was ironic, of course. And she said, she's from Columbia, right?
Yeah.
And she says, it's lonely, and I'm trying to make a life as an actress and everything, but I miss my family and all that. Just like the real story, which was, but it's something I have to do now because it's my opportunity.
How wild.
So the parallel is really...
Life mimics art.
Yeah, and being an actor, it's maybe as hard as being a mule.
Television in Colombia?
I think so far.
Something small, though. Not a big role.
Oh, yeah. She never did a film, but she was in television.
Yeah, I think she was in television.
Yeah, and she did something.
But she's not that old, She's like early 20s still.
Yeah, young woman,
also, I was just thinking there were parallels between the two movies.
Aha!
So what you're comparing with.
Both movies.
Tell what you're comparing with. Because these get posted
files.
Separate. These are separate files.
Oh, forgive me. Intimate Strangers is what I'm comparing this movie to. Both movies about individuals who are in ruts, sort of. They're in situations that they ultimately both want to get out of. And there are points in both movies where I think you can identify particular points in both movies where they make the decision they're not going to go back to that life that they had seen that they don't have to be a part of anymore. Does that sort of make sense?
So you're comparing The Accountant to Maria?
Yes.
Okay. Even though I didn't see the first movie, I can...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so there is a point in that movie where he decides he's not going to go back to that life
It's a real stretch.
It is.
I believe you don't know this, but
you
I
like every movie.
But I like both movies, and Maria Full of Grace is just tremendously impressive, wonderfully done film. But if I were to force to see only one of these two movies again, I would go see Intimate Strangers again because it's just.
That's fine. I'm not.
The quirkiness of the movie, it's just.
I definitely have to see it. Yeah.
More interesting things there to see again. Not that.
I think I agree with you that Maria Full of Grace is very good film, very well done, very well acted, very well scripted, everything, but Intimate Strangers is, you can get something else out of it if you see it twice, whereas Maria Full of Grace, pretty much the second time you saw it, you could still get out of it when you saw the first time. But I think Intimate Strangers, you would get something else out of it.
Rick said something, at a certain point, it seemed like a documentary. And that's what makes it, you know what, everything.
Well, I presume that we're all here pretty much. I mean, we can identify with with some of the stuff, but we're all, I don't know if anybody's involved in drug trafficking. Has anybody been a mule? Do you want to be a mule? You know what I mean? As far as our lives. I don't wonder what's going on.
Turn off the
table.
The thing is, we're just so far removed from that life. Whereas, like, I don't know, with Intimate Strangers, it's like I can really identify with some of that. Like,
I couldn't identify with any.
But I could personally, like, identify with some of that, like the psychological stuff that was going on there between those characters and the moving on aspect.
There was a little bit of a political thing for me in Maria. You know, it reminded me of when I saw El Norte many years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Because just to be able to see and be, because you're so empathetic with the character, that it's almost like, you know, you're living that person's life and puts you in a different perspective culturally and politically, you know, than our lives here. And, you know, that was really like that was like the emotion that I had. From the movie was that, whoa, wait a minute, you know, I mean, it could change the way, if a movie can kind of change the way you see other people, you know, I mean, I'm a pretty liberal person, but, you know, I can be judgmental about people, you know, because I'm human, and it's just, something can make me stop and just go, okay, you know, look at this other person's life and the way they live. And I think it was that quality, you know, of the, you know, of really being able to feel like you were there.
Well, a lot of people would think too, if someone comes into the country trying to smuggle drugs into this country, then toss them in jail. They should be in jail. But you could look at her and you wouldn't, don't want to see her go to jail.
Yeah.
Because of this political situation, because of the repression, you know, and the way they live.
Yeah.
So it was great to hear my kids say after Maria Full of Grace, well, this just shows how stupid it is to try to put these people who are carrying the drugs in jail. I mean, you've got to go to the higher person, you know, make a business deal. That's good.
For me, when I see, Maria Full of Grace, I feel like I had not been moved by a film that much in a long time. So I really don't feel the way you do at all. At all. I feel opposite.
Well, I also work in Fort
Sinclair.
I also work in Fort
Sinclair. It totally bored me. And I was just very, I mean, after the film was finished, I just kept sitting there. You know, I'd gone with a friend, screenwriter friend, and we just sat there. We were just like totally blown away by the writing and the acting. The writing and the acting and the directing. It was just phenomenal, the film. It was just, wow. I mean, aside from the content and learning about those things, I was just, it's like my heart just kept, I felt like my heart was just kept going. I don't mean like beating, but just, it was just.
And I actually don't disagree with that. I thought it was a fabulous film as well. And I would say pretty much, I would use similar kinds of words in describing my reaction to it and my experience of it as well. But I would still see Intimate Strangers again because there are other things going on there that would be really interesting, I think, to sort of re-experience. And
so,
with the knowledge of, well, the, having seen the film before, like Nancy's going to walk in and see that film with all of the, what we've talked about, and so she's going to get much more, I think, more out of that film because she's heard a lot of the discussion. One of the things I was just thinking about comparing the two films was that film, Intimate Strangers, the blurb was sounded so interesting and the film didn't make it. Whereas the blurb for Maria Full of Grace sounds like, oh yeah, I've
been there, done that.
Yeah, been there, done that. And yet it is such a very good film and not a cliche at any point along the way.
That's why I like to read a lot about stuff, because it's like, you know, it's all the rage of Sundance or whatever, you know, and everybody's talking about it and the freshness and all that kind of stuff. And it's like, well, that must be a good film, because they're not going to Did it win awards there?
Yeah, I think it won the audience award.
Yeah, and it's like, you know, that's why I try to read more than one thing, because it's like these clips are just, God, they're brutal sometimes. The previews?
The trailer.
The trailer?
They're selling you.
I saw something the other day, and I was just like, you know, with that guy's voiceover, you know? That's, I don't know, anyway, one of those companies, they have the voiceover, and it's just like, they're trying to sell you that film so, they're trying to, like, stick it into you in that time that you're captive there, that I have no idea by watching that whether this is actually going to be a decent film or not.
So, Richard, you offered one criteria, algorithm for figuring out whether to see the film, and you said, I would see this one a second time. Mm. Now, the question is, if somebody were, you know, let's say Mary or whoever is not here, or Jane, can only go to see one of those films the first time, which one would you urge them to see? And Rudy's got his hand up.
The French one.
Yeah.
I would say the same.
Because it's got more... It's because of the lack of resolution?
Because...
And therefore, leaves you more to chew on? I don't know, I'm asking.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, but Maria Filibrecht is still a fabulous film.
Away. We don't agree. But you asked them. So.
Well, Maria Filibrecht...
No, I'm asking everybody.
Something old. Maria Filibrecht.
It was better
to talk to Jane and have seen both films, what they thought. To see how that would turn out with them.
Yeah, I'd be real interested.
But did you think Mary Fuller's Graces was good, was excellent?
I was very natural, well acted. I liked it. But it's a matter of fact. There are facts. It's linear. That's all very good. Lots of qualities. But it didn't leave anything. I mean, it didn't make me wonder or think, except that it was a suspense film, in a way, as realistic as it is. It's a suspense film. Mm.
I think one thing that colored that film for me was I had just reread a book, Jasmine, by Bharati Mukherjee. Has anybody heard of it?
I've heard about it.
It's just an incredible story of this woman from India who's an illegal immigrant, and her whole backstory and getting here and all the travail of getting into the country and what she faces when she's here, on and on and on and on. And it's really a story about becoming American. I mean, it's really what it's about, and this resonated for me that way. Like what was happening for Maria towards the end of the film, of the choices she was making about staying or leaving, and what were the implications of all that, and, you know, how she takes Blanca and then leaves her there at the gate. And so that was resonating in me as I was seeing this film. So that was kind of the theme that was up for me. It's like, what is it to be an American? How does one become an American?
That scene was a little tricky, wasn't it? That scene when they're walking to the gate, like they're both leaving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that. What? Make you believe they're both leaving.
Yeah. So
they're both up here, put on the way to the gate.
Well, they get to use some tricks.
That
surprised me.
To me,
I had no idea she was going to pull off the side.
Right.
But I didn't have a problem with it. I figured out how else was she going to get rid of Blanca?
Blanca's going to come visit her in New York though, when Blanca comes back though.
See, she'll give her address. I just didn't get emotionally involved at all in the intimate strangers, except to be slightly amused.
We'll find out.
Who is it?
Are they married now? As of when?
So
we
love her. Yeah. It's Masha's first day at school tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. We have to go home.
I got to leave too, so.
Is everybody's license for about that?
Everybody's first day. Your first day at school?
Yeah. My first day, our first day.
Jana's first day.
Elena's been going to school since Wednesday. She's started.
So you guys got married? Oh, you can turn the recorder off. Before we turn the recorder on, you got married.
Turn it off.